Why does it feel like nobody really gives us the inside scoop? Join us on The Powers That Be, the podcast where insiders from Puck break down who has influence, how they use it, and what it actually means for you. New episodes every weekday. Listen to The Powers That Be wherever you get your podcasts.
It's Thunder and PT's second date update. It's sponsored by $5 Tan. Look good, feel good with $5 Tan.
Jason messaged us to be on second date update at 1029thewolf.com. Jason, good morning. How are you?
I'm doing okay. I'm doing pretty good.
So your message was about Amanda, right? So have you still not heard from her?
Yeah, it's been a minute. I made a really nice candlelit dinner for her, and I haven't heard from her since.
Okay. Cool. Candlelit dinner. Good for you, buddy.
And after this homemade romantic dinner, Jason, you've obviously tried to connect with Amanda.
I even emailed. Like, whenever I tried to make new plans with her, she's done the I'm busy response, and it seems like she's not interested anymore.
So the date went really well. You really liked her. You enjoyed your time together. You guys hit it off.
Yeah, we had great conversation. She said the dinner was delicious, and I don't know, maybe it could possibly be, maybe she got the impression of me cooking was me taking things too fast.
Yeah, that's a possibility. But she seems like she was enjoying herself, right?
Yeah, we definitely enjoyed ourselves. Like, there wasn't any awkward hang afterwards. Like, I cleaned up, she went home, we shared a little kiss. I thought everything went good.
Yeah. And so you can't think of anything that went wrong.
The only possibility I can think of is that she thought the cooking was too forward or something, and maybe she thought I'm trying to wife her up or something. I don't know.
Yeah. Okay. I mean, I can see, like, you know, candlelit dinner for a first date. I mean, it's, you
like
know.
It. I like it. I'd come over. It's Jason. All right. So, Jason, here's what we're going to do. We're going to reach out to Amanda. Hopefully get her on the phone. If she says yes, if she agrees to come on the show, get some answers from Amanda and find out why she's not getting back to you and what she thought of that first date. How does that sound?
That sounds great. Thank you, guys.
Yeah, you're welcome. All right, you stay there. We got the number, and let's just call her, see what she says.
Hello?
Hi, good morning, Amanda.
Yeah, who's this?
Hi, Amanda, don't hang up. It's not a sales call. It's Thunder and PT, and we host the morning show here at 102.9 The Wolf. We're on the radio. And we do a segment called Second Date Update. Could you give us 1 minute to talk to us about a date you went on with a gentleman named Jason?
Who are you?
Okay, so Thunder and PT, 102.9 The Wolf. And we're just following up on a date. You don't have to answer anything you're not comfortable with.
I can't. Yeah, but I mean, this is like a prank or a joke?
No,
or is this
no.
I mean, Jason... Like, so you went out on a date with Jason.
Oh.
He actually had you over for a candlelit dinner.
And he contacted
and
us.
And he reached out to us. So
because you're not getting back in touch with him. And that's what this is.
He told. Yeah. Hold on. He told you this was a candlelit dinner?
Yeah.
Yeah.
You went over to his house and he made I think it was our word, romantic candlelit dinner.
So you're talking about the steaming meat guy.
Steaming meat?
Okay, what is that, like a euphemism for something?
That was the name. Yeah?
I mean, just keep in mind, we're on the air, so.
It's very clean. I mean, except the dish that he made. He called it gourmet. I put in air quotes, but, you know, he claims he invented this dinner. And I mean, it was cute, but it wasn't exactly the most exciting meal.
So it's romantic. Steaming meat is the meal that he made?
What does that mean? Did he call it steaming meat, or you called it steaming meat?
I mean, he calls it steaming meat.
Okay.
I can't even say it. You know, he puts a can of Spam in an air fryer and overcooks it until it's just steaming, and it basically looks like a block of meat with smoke coming out of it. The fire department didn't come.
Did you say...
Hence, that's why he calls it...
Amanda, did you say Spam?
Yes, like a can of Spam.
So like the jiggly Spam out of the can and then just put it in an air fryer.
It's steaming meat.
Were there vegetables surrounding it? Did he make like an accompanying dish?
No. And that's the thing. I mean, and you have to understand, which I'm sure you do if you're a smart human being, that it tastes like burnt rubber. I have no clue. Oh. I really only ate just a couple bites of it. I said I was full, but it looks like burnt cat food.
Wait, I thought you liked my steaming meat.
Oh, my God.
We got Jason still on the line.
Jason's listening in. Go ahead, Jason.
At the dinner, you said it was delicious.
You got to stop calling it that. You cannot call it your that.
Steaming meat.
What's wrong with calling it steaming meat?
That's funny, though.
Guys, help me out here.
Okay, I mean, you can dress it up a little
bit.
You know.
It's. I love the fact this is your go-to dish, Jason.
So you
I see, he takes it out of an air fryer. I mean, he takes something out of an air fryer that's not steaming it. And it's spam. I mean, really? Okay. Spam?
Okay. Believe it or not, spam is actually used in authentic Hawaiian cuisine. Also, it's from here. They have a whole museum.
Yeah. They're
right. I mean, it's a Minnesota product, if you want to put it bluntly. But,
oh, man, Jason, you're my favorite.
Jason, I can kind of understand where Amanda's coming. You put a can of spam in the air fryer, and then you served it as dinner. And I think, Amanda, it probably wasn't helped that he named it steaming meat.
Steaming meat, no. Yeah. You know, it's just, I mean, no offense. It just wasn't the most flattering just to serve on a first date.
Yeah.
I mean, you could have just taken me out on a date, to a restaurant, because I'm not looking for a Gordon Ramsay type. You know what I mean? So...
Or Gordon Spamsy.
Amanda, did you... Okay, but wait a second. Did you... Okay, forget about the steaming meat. Did you have a good time? Like, can you see yourself, with Jason again at a restaurant?
If it makes him feel better, we could have a second date and cook something together. But preferably. I would love the restaurant.
I love where this is going.
Wait a second. So
Okay, so it's a yes, Amanda. No more spam, but it's a yes to a second date.
What a turn. I would have never.
I did not see this coming. Okay.
Oh, my gosh.
Wait, we have to get clarification here. So for Jason, no more steaming meat. You promise?
I am going to keep my air fryer off.
No more
spam.
Yeah. All right. Guys.
Let's just retire the steaming meat, shall we?
Third date update, because you two really sound
like
you're fun together. And no more steaming meat. And that is a very steaming second date update. Thanks, guys. Good luck.
Thank you.
Up next, it's 90 minutes of nonstop nonsense and everything country with Thunder and PT. On the Wolf.
Life can feel overwhelming, but on my podcast, From the Heart with Rachel Braithen, we're in it together. Every Friday brings you a new story. Listen to From the Heart with Rachel Braithen wherever you get your podcasts.